This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump's hush money trial is resuming today, and we've just learned that Stormy Daniels, the porn star, will likely take the witness stand today. That's according to her attorney. The AP's Julie Walker.
Porn star Stormy Daniels, who said she had a sexual encounter with Trump and Michael Cohen, his former lawyer and fixer, who prosecutors say paid her to keep silent in the final weeks of the 2016 presidential campaign, are among those who have yet to take the stand. Donald Trump denies charges that he falsified business records to cover up sexual affairs. Julie Walker, New York.
At least one person's died in the powerful storms that have been hammering the central U.S. The AP's Donna Warder.
One tornado ripped through the town of Barnsdall, Oklahoma, just north of Tulsa Monday night. Roger Edwards, lead forecaster of the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says from Monday to early Tuesday, they received 15 reports of tornadoes throughout the Midwest.
Kansas and western Missouri are in the clear, but eastern Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, and I'd say central and eastern Missouri still have a threat for severe wind, tornadoes, and hail.
The storms began Monday with gusty winds and rain, but at night, tornadoes began hitting northern Oklahoma. Two areas hit, Sulphur and Holdenville, are still recovering from a deadly tornado late last month. In Kansas, some areas received hail the size of an apple. I'm Donna Warder.
This threatens to widen a rift between the U.S. and Israel. Israeli tanks moved into the Gaza side of the Rafah crossing this morning and taken control, they say. They call it operational control. Here in the U.S., police have cleared a pro-Palestinian tent encampment at the University of Chicago. Russia's President Putin is beginning his fifth term in office. This is AP News. Republicans in the House have plans for Attorney General Merrick Garland. The AP's Norman Hall with this story.
House Republicans plan to move forward next week with holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. Garland refuses to turn over the unredacted audio of an interview that was conducted as part of the special counsel probe into President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents. The contempt proceedings are just the latest flare-up in the increasingly tense relationship between Republicans and the Justice Department. Contempt charges would require majority support in committee and then the support of the full House before referral could be sent to the Justice Department. Should the House hold Garland in contempt, it is unlikely that the Justice Department, which Garland oversees, would prosecute him. Norman Hall, Washington.
Gas is $3.64 a gallon this morning. That's about 2 cents cheaper than a week ago, but 10 cents more than a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.